Hi everybody, welcome to the Haunted Cafe. My name is Amber, obviously. I just kind of wanted to jump in here real quick and explain kind of what's going on with this episode. So, I initially wanted to do a separate podcast for where I rate and review books, mostly like horror books, but I just thought about it and I was like, there's really no sense in me creating a whole nother channel and page and Spotify page too for doing basically the same thing that I'm doing on the Haunted Cafe, which is bringing spooky content. So that's why I decided to keep Chilling Chapters Book Club a part of the Haunted Cafe. So when this video starts, you're gonna hear me go, "Hi guys, welcome to Chilling Chapters, blah blah blah." And that was just, this was recorded when I was gonna make it a separate entity. So I'll probably throw in this video before all the episodes, just so you're not confused, but, so that's pretty much why it's called Chilling Chapters Book Club. I'm still debating on if I want to keep that, because I think it's a really cool name, but I don't want to confuse people. It's like, oh, I thought this was the Haunted Cafe, and what's Chilling Chapters? So, pretty much, if I do keep it, Chilling Chapters Book Club will be the book side of the podcast, because obviously I don't just do, you know, spooky tales and myths and legends. We do play some video games and, you know, all that other stuff. So hopefully you guys enjoy the book reviews, and yeah, let me know what you think. Hi friends, thanks for joining me today. My name is Amber and this is Chilling Chapters Book Club, where we discuss the spookiest, creepiest books authors have ever written. I also like to throw a little bit of true crime books in there and also some thrillers. obviously how this works is that I read the book and I give you my honest opinion. If you want to suggest a book for me to review, you can send it to chillingchapters@gmail.com. If you are interested in any of the books that I talk about, there are links down in the description boxes below. I upload to TikTok, YouTube, and Spotify. So if you don't find a link on any of the sites that you're on, try one of those. And yeah, I am. The links that are provided are Amazon affiliate links. So anytime you click on that and you buy some, you know, buy the book or buy something, you're supporting me and the channel. So thank you. Now let's get into it. So today we are going to be reviewing Gone to See the River Man. I can't talk today. Oh, Gone to See the River Man by Christopher Triani. I think that's how you pronounce that. Sorry if it's not. You know the deal. I can't pronounce anything. But yeah, Gone to See the River Man. I just wanted to start this off by saying that this book is extremely unique just because of the plot, like the very basics of the plot. The story is about a woman named Lori who has a sick fascination with the serial killer named Edmund Cox. This man has killed over 20 women, and for some reason she thinks that she means like a lot to him. I don't know about you guys, but I prefer to idolize people like Peter Steele from Type O Negative or Tobias Forge from Ghost, two really hot people. you know, people that are doing something besides ruining other people's lives. This whole, like, loving on serial killers thing is just really fucking weird to me. I understand wanting to learn about them, maybe about their childhood or even what may have caused them to start killing people. But I can't stand when people have those like "choke me like Bundy" or "eat me like Dahmer," like the t-shirts. Like, that's fucking gross and it's dumb. Like, you're sexualizing someone that would have killed you in literally like 5 fucking minutes. Stupid. And has killed countless daughters, sisters, aunts, mothers, all of that. And you're like,
Oh, that's so hot. It's dumb. Like, fucking stop. I hate that. They massively cause destruction to people's families, and you want to have like some kind of like relationship with them, or you love them, or you think that they're just like the greatest thing in the world. Like, it's just weird. Like, fantasize over like a hot celebrity, or I mean, even though sometimes that's weird too, but I don't know. Sorry. I went on a little like rant, but it's just like, to me, that's so disrespectful to the families who have suffered because of that one person. Like, Ted Bundy killed a shit ton of women who did not fucking deserve it. Jeffrey Dahmer killed a bunch of men who did not fucking deserve it. None of the victims of pretty much any serial killer actually deserved it. So why are you sexualizing them, thinking that they're the greatest in the world, and blah blah blah. Anyway, I'm getting off track. But sometimes some of these people want to marry the inmates, the serial killers, and they're kind of just as shady as the serial killer themselves. For example, Charles Manson had a woman who wanted to marry him just for the fact that when he died, she wanted to take his body and like parade it around like in the cities and stuff like that. I thought that was funny as hell, but you know, I just kind of got off track. But that's pretty much like the main focus of the story, is that this woman, Lori, like swears that this serial killer Edmund thinks of her differently, doesn't think of her as like another murder victim or another body to destroy, that he loves her, and it's weird. Anyway, Lori writes and visits Edmund all the time, and she thinks that they are like soulmates. She has secrets of her own that pretty much makes her feel like she's just as compatible to him. You know what I mean? Like, she's done stuff too, which definitely gets described in the book, just warning you. Anyway, Edmund asks her to do him a favor, which she happily agrees to. He asks her to take a key from his cabin in this, you know, in the middle of the woods, grab a key from a chest, like I said, and bring it to this guy named the Riverman. And that seems simple enough, I guess. Don't know why Mr. Riverman would need a key, because I'm pretty sure that this killer has been in jail. That's the word. Been in jail for like a really long time. So like, why all of a sudden does he randomly need this key? Problem is that she has her sister Abby, who lives with her. Abby is handicapped and has trouble walking and like moving around on her own. She needs to use like crutches, and not like, I don't think they're like underarm crutches. It's like the wrist ones, maybe. That's what it seemed like. Could be wrong. But basically, she uses crutches to walk long distances. At first, she didn't really want to bring her sister with her, but sister kind of was like, yeah, I want you to take me. So they ended up going. So Lori decides to bring her sister on what she thinks is going to be like a really simple hike in the woods. They're going to go find this really nice cabin, and they're going to find this key. They're going to go hand it to this riverman, and it's going to be this great experience, you know. Sure. But instead, it's not. Not only does she have to battle the elements and the daylight and fatigue, like, she wants to be in and out before it gets dark. Like, into the woods, out of the woods before it gets dark. And, you know, Lori has to face her own demons from the past, which is what I was telling you about. How she, feels like she relates to Edmund. Also, like, Abby kind of starts acting a little weird, as pretty much as soon as they enter the forest. She starts becoming like really mean, and she also starts to mention Petey, which is their long dead brother. Like, he passed away when they were kids, when they were in their childhood. What does all of this have to do with Lori being with Edmund? Only the Riverman knows. And that's pretty much all I'm going to tell you. I feel like I gave a lot of, not a lot of the story away, but a decent amount of the story away. It's a super fucking interesting book. I could not put it down. I think this is one of the quickest books that I finished. I basically started it and maybe in like 2 or 3 days I was done it. It was just something that I could not put down. I was clueless. Page flip. As to how the book was actually going to end. And even as I got to the end of the story, I still wasn't sure what was, like, how it was going to officially end. If you read the book, you'll kind of get what I'm talking about. Christopher Triani is very skilled at leaving you clueless until the very end. I really liked the book. Like, I can't give any higher regards. This book is filled with all kinds of monsters, some you don't even realize. I do want to put a little bit of, like, a trigger warning on the book. And without going into, like, crazy detail to kind of not have spoilers, there is a little bit of, like, sexual assault between two of the siblings in their childhood years. It is a very important piece of the story, but I personally didn't know it. Anything about it until as I was reading it, and I was like, oh, okay. It didn't bother me, but it was definitely something that made me a little uncomfortable, but not in like I wasn't gonna finish the book uncomfortable, just like, oh, okay, you know. So I just didn't want to like advertise this book and then not mention that, because you know, sometimes that might upset somebody. So the ending of the story was definitely my favorite part. I'm not going to go into crazy detail. I always say that, but you know what I mean. But I actually just did not expect the ending. The ending, like, blew me out of the water. I was, like, reading the book the whole time and just never expected that ending. And I feel like everyone kind of got what they deserved. If that gives you, not really gives you any hints, because I still don't think it's going to give you a hint, but, yeah. this book was a perfect mix of real life and paranormal / like urban legend. I loved it. I would say that this book might be more suitable for adults or pretty much like older young adults. Like, I looked up the age thing for young adults and I think it's like 18 to 25. And I would say 18 and up would be appropriate for this book. Just because of like the sexual assault kind of stuff. It was really good. I have no bad, like, qualms about the book. I really enjoyed it. Character development was there, and it was chef's kiss. Like, you know, I loved it. I do give this book a 10 out of 10. It's a page-turner. Like this. and it's thought-provoking. It makes you question, like, what you should believe. The story has just enough twists and turns to make you want to know more and to keep you going. You never really got bored at any point in time. I definitely want to check out more of what Christopher Triani has. Supposedly he has a bunch of other books, and I'm definitely going to review them here. If you're interested in this book, you can check it out on the link below. It helps me out if you click the link. If not, then still check the book out, I guess. And with all that being said, I just wanted to end this with the wise words of Bailey Sarian, and it's get better idols. you know, don't go messing around with serial killers and stuff. It's not fun.